Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Klach Abdalad Simon Yud Zayin. We're picking up when he talks about Bracha Yudal. Bracha Yudal Shehi with Yerushalayim B'tesba of Amrim B'mincha Nachem. So we add in by the Tefillah of Mincha, we add in the Tefillah of Nachem. Hashem should bring the Chama to Klal Yisrael. We have the language of the paragraph. Now let's say a person forgot it. V'imloy Omar. If a person forgot to say Nachem in Yerushalayim. So now the Chayyarim says, Armor B'Shemeya Tefillah, V'Chezim Barak B'Shemeya Tefillah, V'Lo B'Nachem Siyan. So that Chesima that we add into the Bracha of B'Li Rishalayim, B'Nachem Siyan B'Bin Yerushalayim, U'Bani Yerushalayim. That we don't do when we add into Shemeya Tefillah, we're just chasing with the regular, the Chesima of Shemeya Tefillah. Now the Mishabura actually disagrees with the Chayyarim at this point. The Mishabura brings from Yerushalmi that the original, and the actually the proper place to put Nachem is in the Tefillah of Avoda in Ritzei. That's in the place where we put in Yalla B'Yavoy. They would actually put, the Yerushalmi says, you actually put in the Tefillah of Nachem on Tisha B'Av. Not the, and that which we have a minute to put it into the Yerushalayim is actually questionable, but that is the common standard minute, and therefore that's what we do. But in case a person forgot it in Yerushalayim, it doesn't make sense to add it into Shemaya Tefillah. The appropriate thing would be to add it into Avodah. That you add it into Shemaya Tefillah is not different than any other case where a person has a tefillah that he wants to add. You can add it into Shemaya Tefillah, but that's not the appropriate place which the Kana is Mechayiv us to put it in. The Kana is to put it into Ritzei. If a person did say it in Shemaya Tefillah, he would not say it again in Ritzei, because he did say it L'maisa, and therefore we don't say it again a second time. Chayyarim says you say it in Ritzei, excuse me, in Shemaya Tefillah. V'amra achar anenu, danenu tater. So on Tisha B'Av, it's a fast day. A person says the Tefillah of Anenu. So according to Chayyarim, that you're going to add Nachem into Shemaya Tefillah, you would say Anenu first, and Nachem second. We call it Torah Koyim. We have a rule that whatever is more said more regularly goes first. This next point of the Chayyarim, the Mishabura finds difficult to understand. Chayyarim says if a person forgot it in the Yerushalayim, and then you forgot it in Shemaya Tefillah. So the appropriate place to put it in is where we insert Al Nisim, which is in Moedim, Baal Kulam. So the Bir Halacha and Hilchos Tisha B'Av says, brings from the Yerushalmi, which is Patan Halacha, that the rule of thumb is that tefillahs, which are for the future, are said in Ritzei, and tefillahs on the Ovar are said in Moedim. So Al Nisim, which we say in Chanukah and Purim, is referring back to the past things which have happened, the Nes of Chanukah, the Nes of Purim, so that they are properly said in Moedim. Yalla B'Yavoy is a tefillah that the Rosh Hashanah should be Mekabel tefillahs. It's a tefillah in the Osid that said in Ritzei. So, according to that, Nachem, which is a tefillah on the future, not on the past, is illogical to put it into Moedim, and the appropriate place would be to put it into Avod, into Ritzei. And therefore, the Mishabura Paskins, and that is the halacha, that a person, if a person forgot it in B'li Rishalayim, a person should insert it in Ritzei. Vimli Omer, if a person did not say it even there, so you can put in the Tefillah of Nachem as part of the your Bakoshas. We have a paragraph of the kind of Sur, but we add extra Bakoshas within the Shemoneh Esrei. So a person could insert it over there as a Bakosha to Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's no din of Chazorah. We don't go back to the Bracha because of it. It's not Ma'akev, but it's a Tefillah which you would like to say, and therefore we add it into our extra bakoshes in Olakai Nitzor. Vimlo Yomer Klal in Nitzor Lachzor. The person forgot it totally. The person does not need to go back and repeat Shemoneh Esrei because of that. Interesting point in a case where the Shatz forgot Anenu, or the Shatz forgot Ednachem. The Shatz would do this as well. When the Shatz would say out loud after he would finish a bracha of Hamavarech Zomizu Bashalom, he would actually say the tefillah of Nachem without a chasima, or the tefillah of Anena without a chasima out loud, and that's where he would insert it in a case a person forgot it, a case where the Shliach Tzibur forgot it in Chazaras HaShatz, that's where he would add it in. Okay, have a good day.